When French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in Brussels for the European Leaders Summit last week, he warned China Europe won't be an open market for Beijing.
Nous avons été naïfs.
We have been naive. We were an open supermarket. We need to set new rules to the game and check our critical infrastructure for vulnerabilities.
But Macron was also clearly displeased with the German Chancellor's plan to travel to China next month. A trip the French president worried would send the wrong message at a time when the bloc is determined to curb China's growing economic and political influence globally. When fears of an impending recession in Europe were growing, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced in September a nearly $200 billion relief package. French officials felt betrayed. They were hoping for a coordinated EU aid scheme to save businesses facing the tough choice of cutting costs or shutting down.
For France, EU countries are in the same boat. Decisions have to be made at EU, not national level. He wants the EU to speak as a single voice.
Since Russia invaded Ukraine earlier this year, the EU is having a hard time acting as a united front. But Macron was furious when Berlin ditched European-made fighter jets and chose to buy F-35 warplanes instead.
This is an existential crisis. It raises questions about how strong is solidarity among EU countries. Despite their different interests, yet their geopolitical influence as a bloc should be maintained.
But when President Macron and Chancellor Scholz met briefly in Brussels, it was to reassure allies they are committed to working together. France and Germany were the driving force behind the idea of a stronger, broader and a united EU. But these are difficult times. A war in Europe, high inflation, soaring energy prices have rattled the global economy and deepened divisions among EU nations. Paris and Berlin have managed to overcome many challenges in the past. But Europe's two major industrial countries may have no other option but to choose different paths as they deal with the fallout of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hashim Al-Barra, Al Jazeera, Paris.